podcast, The Roundtable Chat Talk, where everyone has a seat at the table. I don't know if we told you this. Everyone.
That's me, you.
All of the people.
All of you.
Everyone.
Might not be enough room, but yeah, hey, you have a chair there. We'll have to rotate people.
we'll make it happen.
You eat and then move.
As you know, we are the best of the below average. Your hosts, old Johnny Oneball, a.k.a. Thick Shady.
Every time. And Shadowfront 34.
That's right. We're back.
The shadowest of the primes.
Hey, what was that movie where the dinosaurs eat the cereal and they get really smart?
Yo, that's we're back. Yo,
that's right, we're back.
Hey, dude, that was a good setup.
Dude, you know what they say? I'm a good setupper.
Yeah, I'm gonna step outside of the show for a second. Dude, that was really good.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. I worked really hard on that for the last 5 seconds.
That was real crisp.
Thanks. Yeah. Crisp. All right.
Scooby snack.
Scooby snack. Sticky. Oh, we got a live one.
Don't look at Steve.
I like it. All right, back to normal life. We want to big shout out our Patreon members. So huge shouts to you. We appreciate you keeping the lights on, keeping the show. We think it's good.
Crispy.
My mom said it's a good show. So there you go. And check out the merch store on roundtablechatot.com.
.com.
All right. We're going to jump right in. Let's do some studs and duds.
I'm in.
All right, let's do duds first.
Duds.
Dude, what if we call them...
Woats and goats.
Yeah, dude, what if we go back to woats and goats?
I'm in.
Dude, what was your woat of the week?
Woat of the week.
It's like so normal.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, you know, the goat. The woat.
The woat of the week.
What is your worst of all time?
How busy it's been at work.
Okay.
The school winds down, it do be getting crazy.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, mine is Pokemon-ly superficial. I haven't caught a hundo in over a month.
Yeah. That's like first world Pokemon problems. Fair.
Yeah, so I told you.
Fair. Well, also it does, like, I haven't been able to like play as much as I want. Because like even today, like when you texted me, you're like, oh, the Avatar stuff. And I was like... Wait, Pokemon?
It exists.
And I was like, oh. So.
But that segues into the stud.
Hey.
Tell us about a stud.
So as soon as you texted me, I opened up the game. I have a 12K egg hatching, and none other than a little shiny highlighter yellow Sandile.
Dude.
And I love it.
Shandile.
Yeah. Shandile.
Chantilly.
Hey. Chandelay.
Yeah, you know. Like the things from the lights.
Yeah, a close cousin.
And or a version of lace.
Oh.
For me, I was doing some battles during Go Battle Weekend, and I did my first one. I think I won, which completed a set that I had just been not doing.
Yeah.
And then I battled one, and I lost. And then I battled the next battle, because that's how progression works. I battled the next battle, and it was against a name that I was like, maybe. And then I get a message in the Discord from none other than the boss, Herm 13. And Herm said, hey, I think you just battled me. And I said, I did. And then I told Herm 13 this. Are you ready? I said, that was some mighty fine carbink switching.
Hey.
And then you know what Herm said? Herm did say something. Herm said, well, I don't see Sea King very often.
The drill run?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And only if Poison Jab hit just slightly harder,
yeah,
maybe I could have taken that car bank.
Yeah.
But nice. Nope. Herm, you are the winner. And my stud of the week.
Hey, Herm is the champion, my friend.
So true. Well, that's it for the studs and duds, a.k.a. goats and woats.
Goats and woats.
What about your current build? What are you building right now?
I still working on that Zygarde because, boy, that thing is thick. I love fighting with it in Master League. I can't believe I'm actually saying that in real life because
hey.
I'm like, ah, Master League, I'm going to stay out of there. But now it's back. But still working on it. It's a very slow build.
You know what we should do?
What?
For the Huge Cup?
What?
your Zygarde fast moves only against my Kartana fast moves only. You have the dragon typing.
But I'm also ground typing.
Yes, but I am.
So I think it neutralizes.
I am paper all around.
I don't think it. We can.
We just do a one.
Yeah.
A one Pokemon fast move only.
Just tap. Yeah.
And then once we're done with that Pokemon, we're done.
Yeah.
Because it is fair. Leaf Blade, which yeah. ground is good, but dragon is meh. And that thing is much thicker than my Origami Prince.
Origami Prince. Fair. I mean, it did take a Shadow Ball and a Moon Blast. I lost the match.
It took a Moon Blast and lived after? It took both?
Took both of them. I lost the match because I thought it was going to go down and it had health left. And I was like, oh, I need to keep tapping.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah. I hate doing that.
Like, oh, that feels bad.
Yeah.
So.
Or you forget that there's a third Pokemon that's got like 2 HP.
Yeah, and, it
and
pops
you're like,
out,
oh,
you're like,
oh no!
What are you doing here?
It only takes like a lick and it's dead. But you're like, oh, yeah. Whoa! That's, it's bad. It's more!
As a density of one of those Nature Valley bars.
Good stuff. Well, I am still building my Palkia. And by building it, I mean I'm just every candy goes to it. I think my numbers for saving it all for New York is if there's no like half bonus or something like that, I can run it currently for 10.5 hours.
Nice.
So I do have the full day.
Yeah.
If I can get more, which, you know, raids and all that stuff will help too.
Yeah, and all those events and stuff.
Yeah, you get candies. We're going to raid everything in New York, so I'm just going to keep getting candy. That's the move.
Candy on candy on candy.
Nuts, candy stack.
Hey.
Candy Crush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never played Candy Crush.
No.
Shouts to you, middle class moms that are listening to the show and playing Candy Crush.
Yeah, just crushing that candy.
So good. All right. You want to read some news?
You know what? Let's do it.
You know what? All right. This one's in Spanish. So, you know, we'll read that and see what's going on. Okay. Celebrate Latin American Spanish language support coming to Pokemon Go with a special event. Trainers, the moment many trainers have been waiting for is finally here. We're excited to announce that we've added Latin American Spanish language support to Pokemon Go.
Was it 7 years deep and we're just now adding that?
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Almost eight.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Spanish is like spoken tons of places around the entire world.
Yeah. I mean, you finally got it. Better late than never, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
So we have a new LATAM adventure from Sunday, May 5th, 2 p.m. Pacific to Saturday, June 15th at 8 p.m. local time. That's weird. We're going to start at our San Francisco time, but we're going to end at your time. Field research. You can do field research to encounter these following Pokemon, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle. And if you're lucky, maybe a shiny one. You can also do field research tasks that will award Mega Energy, Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise. You can also do field research for Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle candy. Time to research until June 15th, 8 p.m. local time. You can get the Pokemon Lapras and Snorlax, as well as a Star Piece, Super Incubator, and Rare Candy. All trainers in Latin America can also look forward to the following bonuses. Earn double the hearts when adventuring with your buddy, 2-time incense duration, chance of a daily surprise encounter when you take Go snapshots. 2 of those 3 are actual bonuses.
Yeah, because technically one of them already exists.
Every day. And weekend rewards. To help new trainers in Latin America, a special time to research will be available every weekend from May 5th to June 15th. Trainers who complete this time to research will get items like Raz, Nanab, Pineapp, Berries, Incense, Pokeballs, and Great Balls. Please note that this expires. There's also a couple of limited time boxes. You can get the special box, purchase limit of 1. That includes a Pokemon storage upgrade, 1 Incense, 5 Pokeballs, 5 Great Balls, 5 Ultra Balls, one lure module, one star piece, and 10 Papel Picado stickers. You can also get the event box, which is a purchase limit of 3 during that time, which is 2 incense, 5 Pokeballs, 5 Great Balls, 5 Ultra Balls, 1 Lure Module, and 10 Papel Picado stickers. We've already been providing Latin American Spanish coverage on our blog and social media channels, which is awesome. I know they have, like, different regions have different languaged X/Twitter accounts. It even says, keep an eye out for details regarding upcoming events on the blog, Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch at Pokemon Go App LA. So cool. If you are in the Latin America region, enjoy the event. It is an exciting one for you. And we are glad that we get some more languages in the game. Because while it may not help me, it helps other people.
And everyone has a seat at the table.
That's right. Doesn't matter where you are. You have a seat at the table.
Let's go.
That's the whole thing.
See, this guy gets it.
Dude, you know what? That guy gets it.
Yeah. Hey, look at us. You, me, we are
the strong ones. For those of you that don't know, and, you know, maybe you do or don't, I don't know, we actually record in the same room on account of we live in the same house.
Hey!
Yo, the Roundtable Chat Tot house.
The Roundtable Chat Tot. com.
Yeah, also that. All right. Do you want to do Spring Changes Everything or Bounce Sweet 'em Ups?
I'll do Spring.
All right. Then I will tell the people about, finally, what do I have, 4 Hundo Bounce Sweets?
Oh, yeah, you do.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Luckily, I haven't evolved them all.
Very nice.
Because you know what they say? I totally randomly didn't know that that was coming.
Did you see the... Well, we'll talk about it when we get there. Because in the promo
That's what's
video,
up.
Spring changes everything. Go outside.
We did it. That's basically the news.
Yeah, this is such a whelming update. But trainers, it's time to shake off those winter chills and step into exciting spring adventures. Pokemon Go is back. It's back with a bag full of fresh features and epic updates to add even more thrills to your gameplay. Get ready to reconnect with the community and see what we've got lined up. Time to level up. Rediscover old connections and fire up new friendships. Actually, that's a pretty cool line. Rediscover old connections and fire up new friendships.
Yeah, you're going to put something like time to level up and not give us 60?
Yeah.
Come on.
I have we both have 43 lucky eggs. So there's exclusive regional time research activities from May 6th to June 12th. This is the perfect time to take on new challengers, earn exclusive rewards, power up your Pokemon. More immersive maps. So map visuals just got a stunning overhaul, which I think that's a W. Like, it's pretty good. The overhaul reflects your real-world environment as you explore. Watch the scenery change around you as you scout bustling cityscapes and lush greenlands. For Greenlands.
I think it's pronounced bustling.
Beastly. Lush greenlands for new Pokemon, then team up with other trainers to discover new biomes. Ready to make your mark? Yeah. The Avatar update just dropped.
AR one AR. Today.
It's not Avatar. Yeah, the AR update. Yeah.
Arr.
Yeah. Oh boy, another feature I'm not going to use.
That's right. I didn't use it then. I won't use it now. For some people, I'm super excited for
Go
you.
Go for it.
For like, me?
Shouts to Shink Science.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does a lot of AR photos. Those are dope. So, like, that'll be pretty cool updates for them. But, yeah. So, if you're a big AR person, or if you're just a regular person.
Either way.
Yeah, you can check this out.
Straight up.
Hey.
All right. Well. There's that.
Let's tell them about the sweetest news.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to teach them.
Oh, okay. So in the promo video,
that was a lie.
And I was like, what's happening? Like,
the bird was a lie.
I'd be okay if Toucannon was the...
Double.
Or like a duel.
I know. Crazy. Crazy thought. I mean, they do it for spotlight hours like we just
saw. All the time, yeah. And
we had
Sandshrew.
4 Pokemon once with the bugs.
Yeah, and with the weather because we had Hippopotas and Vulpix and that's all I remember.
Growlithe and Godzilla. All right. May 2024 Calm Day is Godzilla. Bound Suite. Sunday, May 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. local time, Bound Suite will appear more frequently in the wild. And if you're lucky, you might encounter a shiny one. Featured attack. Evolve Steeny during the event or up to 5 hours after to get a Serena that knows the charged attack high jump kick. Now, this one is of interest, and keep paying attention to those that are smarter than us. PV Poke. On high jump kick, the trainer battles is 110 power and a chance to greatly decrease the user's defense. Hmm. Interesting. I mean, they had to put it in at some point. It's super famous, but very dangerous if you miss.
Looking at you, Hitmonlee.
That's right. And Gyms and Raids is 90 power.
Kept going and crashed.
There is a Calm Day special research story for $1. It is the exact same as it always has been. Event bonuses are 2x candy for catching Pokemon, 1/4 egg hatch distance when eggs are placed into incubators during the event, 2x chance for trainers level 31 and up to receive candy XL from catching Pokemon, lure modules activated during the event will last for 3 hours, incense, excluding daily adventure incense, activated during the event will last for 3 hours, take a few snapshots for a Calm Day surprise. I bet I'll go out on a little bitty limb here. It's Bound Suite. One additional special trade can be made for a maximum of 2 for the day, Tapu Fini, and trades will require 50% less Stardust. And there you go.
Nice.
Bonus raid battles. Surprise, surprise, from 5 to 10 p.m. or right after Calm Day, you can battle...
Steeny. Yeah.
Yeah, big surprise on that one.
Yeah.
And then claiming victory in one of these raids will cause more Bound Suite to appear around the gym that hosted for 30 minutes. If you're going to do those, I've never been able to solo one.
Oh, yeah, they're tough.
Because it's a pretty tough 4-star battle.
Yeah, they're thicker than they appear.
Definitely duoable pretty easily.
Yeah.
But, you know how it is.
Get some, like, fire.
Yeah. Field research. You can catch Bound Suite, turn rewards. And getting Stardust, Great Balls, and additional counters with Bound Suite. There you go.
Norime.
Pokestop showcases. Be on the lookout for showcases at different Pokestops during Bound Suite slash Squirtle Calm Day.
I was going to say, or Squirtle.
Either way. You can get an Ultra Calm Day box featuring 10 Ultra Balls, 1 Elite Charge TM, and 1 Special Research on the web store for $4.99. For 1350 Pokecoins, you can get 50 Ultra Balls, 5 Super Incubators, 1 Elite Charge TM, and 5 Lucky Eggs. So I think this might be the first time you could do a double Elite Charge TM purchase.
Hmm.
Right? Maybe.
For 1350.
Yeah. $4.99, and then in the web store, and then $13.50 in the regular store.
That's, I think so, yeah.
I'm into it because I always need more Elite Charge TMs.
Nice.
For 480 coins, you can get 30 Ultra Balls, 1 Incense, 3 Incubators, Super Incubators, 1 Lure Module, and a Partridge and a Pear Tree. And, are you ready for this? There are event-themed stickers.
Boy howdy.
And then at the bottom of the map, on the Calm Day Pokemon Go Live blog post, there is an area for you to meet up with other trainers, and it looks like... If you have your location data on, it will now tell you where you are instead of that random place in New Jersey that we always ended up in.
I'm in San Francisco.
Maybe it is San Francisco. Maybe I have the wrong coast. But I am right north of Devlin Junior Senior High School and pretty close to the prison on account of our house is pretty close to a prison.
Our house in the middle of a street.
The prison. Well, that is it for that. Now, do you have the Twitter thing pulled up?
Yes.
Okay. What do you say? Do you want pages? What pages do you want? Do you want 1, 2, 2, 3, or 1, 3?
Let's get weird. Let's do 1, 3.
All right, I'll do 2. We're going crazy.
Wait, I pulled up the wrong thing. That's Bound Suite Community Day.
Oh, it's shortly after that.
All right, let's party.
I'm in.
Okay. We have the May content update.
Nice.
Look at us.
If you will.
So we've got Shadow Suicune, which can be shiny, which shiny Shadow Suicune would look pretty neat. I'm gonna say it.
You know what? We should do some this weekend.
All right.
Let's do it. If you're gonna twist my arm about it, I'll do some raids.
Fine. All right.
We'll probably be able to duo it. It's kind of thick, but I think we'll be all right.
We'll bring grass in. Well, you got Kartana, and I can Jar Jar Binks
Precipice
my
blades.
So I'll Jar Jar Binks my way to victory. So I've been doing a lot of that Marvel Snap lately, and there's one like
get it because everyone died.
Oh, Thanos! I see what you did there. But there's like one like move deck. I have no idea how to play it. I literally just stupid my way to victory. So I'm like, I don't know how I did this. So that's what I'm planning on doing because I don't have any like really tough electric attackers for raids.
All right.
So besides my one Zekrom that I started building then abandoned.
Fair enough.
In typical JT fashion.
As it were.
Get it to level 47 and just stop building.
I'm
it.
Done.
So yeah, so Shadow Suicune and then Blacephalon and Stack Attacker are coming.
There you go. I'm going to tell you when. In 5-star raids, this is 10 a.m. Well, it says 10 a.m. Oh, yeah, the days. 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. Oh, no, I missed it.
You don't get any.
That's my hour. I can't go home. May 2 through May 16 is Tapu Fini. Do it. It has Nature's Madness. May 16th through May 23... What Pokemon are we getting? And then on May 23rd through June 1, if you are in the Western Hemisphere, you'll be able to raid Blacephalon. And if you are in the Eastern Hemisphere, you can raid Stack Attacker. The reason that I like East and West versus North and South is it is a better population split.
Yeah, because was it when Celesteela shows up and then no one's raiding?
Because... as far as I know, there are at minimum two people in Australia.
Minimum. And we know both of them.
I know both of them. No, three. There's three people that I know are at minimum the number of people in Australia.
We'll give you a hint.
That's all I know. It's the three of them. Shouts to you, Fish on a Heater, Zoe Two Dots, and Lachlan.
Lachlan.
That's right. Featured attack for Tapu Fini is Nature's Madness. It is 80 power lower opposing defense in trainers, and Gyms and Raid is 90 power.
Wait, and Spiralin.
We know four people.
Yeah,
let's go. We just like quadrupled the number of people there.
You want to know one person or double it and pass it on to the next? Double it.
All right. Shadow Raids is Shadow Suicune. That is every weekend in May. And you know what? Yeah. Yes, I will.
You know what? Tell you a little bit more about raids.
Dude, I don't know if I'm ready.
Well, you should be raidy.
Maybe not for these three personally, but I am raidy.
Absolutely not. So Mega Alakazam will be here May 2nd to May 16th. Mega Gyarados will be May 16th through May 23rd. And my boy Mega Pidgeot will be here May 23rd to June 1st.
I'll be honest, that's my favorite of the three. That's the best of the three.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. Yeah, Pidgeot's it's a good Pokemon.
Mega Gyarados reminds me of when you take an Airhead as a child and you shake it until it's only like an inch long and it's just
stub.
Fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Mega Gyarados reminds me of. Somebody just grabbed it by its tail and just went... and then all of the Gyarados meat was in its head.
Gyarados meat...
There's your episode title.
Oh my goodness.
All the Gyarados meat was in its head. It's like when you watch YouTuber videos, which are on YouTube, and like you clearly are like, well, there's the thumbnail.
You just said the Gyarados meat's in its head.
Yeah, the Gyarados meat's in its head.
I think we have our new look at tongue paint. Holy Gyarados. I hate it here. That's so good. That's
oh man.
Gyarados meat's in his head. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh. Okay.
Oh boy.
Well, that tickled me. Okay. we had the Go Battle Week. Ooh, that was good stuff. May 4th through May 9th is Rivals Week. May 11th is Flock... All the
May 11th is Flock Together Research Day from 2 to 5 p.m. May 14th through the 19th, Catching Wonders. I'm that sorry. Is when the new Master Ball will show up.
That's mean.
May 19th is Bounce Sweet Calm Day. May 23rd through May 28th, Ultra Space Wonders. And May 26th is Incense Day. Ooh, Incense Day. I want to know about that. Incense Day. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Okay.
We'll swap.
Okay.
You do four.
Okay. Raid hours will be Registeel on May 1st. May 8th and May 15th will be Tapu Fini. May 22nd will be Regirock. Regirock. And then May 29th will be Blacephalon for the Western Hemisphere. So I'm sorry.
And Stack Attack for the Eastern Hemisphere.
Can we please let me make this shirt? Oh my god, it was pieces.
Yes, text AV this right now and we can put this together later. We just put a photo of Mega Gyarados on the front. Okay, Spotlight Hours. We just ended as a recording day. On May 7th, Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee with 2x Transfer Candy. May 14th, Abra with 2x Evo Candy, or Evo XP. LGM, May 21st, 2x Catch Stardust. And Marini, May 28th with 2x Catch XP. Marini is the only one that cannot be shiny. Do you want to go out and hunt shiny LGM with me?
What day is it?
May 21.
I think this should be okay.
It's just a normal Tuesday.
No, it's, yeah, I'm down.
I'm missing that one, and I want it. I want to. You make it look like I want an LGM real bad.
An LGM.
Okay, you can also get the Wonder Ticket. It is still alive. And Diancie Special Research is available to all trainers, no cost. If you do have a Diancie, awesome, you'll get candy. If you don't have a Diancie, you will get a Diancie. But remember, deleting Diancie does not count as not having one. It is based on your dex entry. I finished that on day one. That is done.
That was quick.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not masterwork. Get out of my list. Okay. You ready for a roundtable reaction?
Yes, very much so.
Did you text Davey?
Oh, hang on. I'm going to do that right now. Oh, that was so funny.
All the Gyarados meat's in its head now. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All the Gyarados meat is in its head. Okay. I like gave myself heartburn laughing.
Okay. Well, today we're going to take a look and rank Ash Ketchum's 20 strongest Pokemon. We weren't sure if we had done this, but I don't think we did, so we're going to do it. I bet you number one, I can tell you right now.
I'm sorry. I get. I texted her all the Gyarados meats in its head now. She just goes, what?
Well,
okay. All right, sorry.
Oh, this is neat. It gives you the battle win rate on this also.
Ooh, okay.
So number 20 is Noctowl with a win rate of 50%. Pretty solid.
Nice.
The only shiny Pokemon Ash caught on his journeys.
They like don't even acknowledge it.
No,
they
don't even say anything. Swellow. Here's a surprising win rate. 60%.
Huh.
Interesting.
Good for you, Swellow.
Also, the things they do in the anime. Defining moment for Swellow. Combining with Pikachu to create a thunder armor to defeat Solrock and Lunatone in the Mos Deep Gin.
What?
I don't know. They do weird stuff in the show. Squirtle with a win rate of 60%.
Good for you, Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Corphish with a win rate of 63%. That's number 17.
Huh.
Interesting. Scraggy, number 16 with a win rate of 67%, which is a whopping 2 out of 3.
Yo, let's go, Scraggy.
Gibble, crazy numbers here. Win rate 67%. He won 2 out of 3 battles.
Better win percentage than Noctowl, though.
Correct. Kingler with a battle win rate of 71%. Also, we're at number 14 of 20, and we're already at 71% win rate. Interesting. Lycanroc. This is a number I wasn't expecting. A battle win rate of 80% at 20 of 25 battles. How, and it took this dude how long to become champion? Gengar, battle win rate 54%. So it's not all based on percentage.
Ooh, dropped pretty hard.
Yeah. But it defeated Leon's Inteleon in the Masters Tournament.
Let's go.
Win rate of 83%, Snorlax.
The picture, and that goes hard.
It goes hard, but look at the defining moment. Look at the two Pokemon it defeated.
Oh, wow.
Defeated Greta's Hariyama and Medicham in the Battle Frontier despite the weakened type matchup.
Let's go, Snorlax.
Dude's thick.
All day.
Crocodile with the sunglasses. Battle win rate of 58%, 7 of 12. Okay.
Nice.
I'm into that. Dragonite. Now, here's an interesting win rate. 4 of 8 for 50%. We did break the top 10, so that was number 9. Number 8, Dracovish with a 56% win rate. And it defeated Leon's Rillaboom in the Masters 8 tournament. Another type weakness.
Huh.
Isn't it Water Dragon? Isn't this one?
Those four, I don't. They always mix them up.
Yeah, like I think this one's Water Dragon. Dragon.
I don't know.
Because it learns Fishious Rend.
Oh. Huh. Fishious.
I know, right? Number 7, Goodra with a win rate of 88%.
Jeez.
Solid.
Let's go, Goodra.
I mean, that dude. Dude slaps.
And drips.
Yeah.
Because, like, it literally drips.
It drips.
It's got that
the
drip.
Number 6, Infernape with a battle win rate of 80%. 37 out of 46 wins.
Wow.
That's pretty solid.
That's pretty hefty.
Lucario, battle win rate 70%. 13 out of 20 and 2 ties. Most notable is defeating Cynthia's ace Pokemon, Garchomp.
Nice.
I'm into that. Cynthia has put me in my place a few times.
Hashtag same. Looking at you, Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl.
Ugh, that was so rough.
One of them you didn't tell me about, and I was like, yeah, I beat them. No, I think it was Volo, yeah. And he's just like, I'm not kidding.
I got another 5 Pokemon and a changed form Giratina.
20 minutes later, I'm showing up for my third battle against him. I'm like, let's do this, Volo.
It was wild.
You're not going to beat me this time. Beats me.
Sceptile with a win rate of 60%, 29 of 48 battles. I know that dude battles a lot. And he defeated Tobias's Darkrai in the Lily of the Valley conference.
Which feels plot armory.
Yeah, but that dude Tobias was cheating, probably. Yeah. Greninja with a win rate of 87%, 47 of 55.
Greninja.
Bring Ash Greninja to the game. You won't.
Do it. And Shiny Marini.
Yeah, do it.
Cowards, do it.
Oh, do it. Charizard, number 2, with a win rate of 70%. Ooh. Early losses probably are because it would not obey.
Yeah.
Defining moment, arriving to save Ash at the last minute in Spell of the Unknown Entei and help defeat the legendary Pokemon. Are you ready for the huge surprise at number 1? Total.
Wow.
Total craziness.
Look at the number of battles, though.
Pikachu with a battle win rate of 89%. 479 out of 538. Defining moment. There are far too many to name, but defeating Leon's... Hold on. No. This is not too many to name. There is one.
That is it.
Defeating Leon's Charizard to crown Ash as the winner of the Masters 8 tournament. It took 25 years.
Yeah. Okay. Every once in a while, I'll be like scrolling through, like, or you're like, you know, like when you watch one video on Facebook and they're like, watch this. That one will pop up. And every time it like starts playing the theme music, and I'm like, oh, goosebumps.
Ooh,
like, it's so good.
So good. I can't really react differently to that list. That's a solid list.
Yeah, I agree.
Solid. All right. What do you say we jump into the Chef's Kiss ratings and look at the Bounce Sweet Shiny line?
Bounce Sweet Shiny.
I'm going to pull it up, and then we're going to rate them.
You know what? I'm in. I wasn't going to shout. I was going to say on board, but also I was going to say in. So I'm going to say
I'm bored. On.
I'm bored. Bounce Sweet Shiny line.
It's pretty solid. Not mad at it.
Oh. Okay. All right. Let's do it to them.
All right. So we'll do the Pokemon. We're looking at the shinies only, and then you go, I go.
Shinies only. Okay.
Deal? All right. Bounsweet.
5.
6. Steeny.
7.
6. I hate those eyes. I don't care what version it is.
Fair. I think I like the hair purple.
Oh, the hair purple is nice.
Yeah.
But speaking of purple hair, Serena.
7.5.
8.
Nice.
That yellow of like the hips and head.
Yeah.
With the purple-ish, like lilac colored hair.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Which is pretty neat.
I'm totes into it. So I'm going to get me a good shiny. I'm going to evolve a hundo, and then I'm going to be done.
Same.
But you know what they say.
Evolve a hundo, a good shiny.
What if?
In a great league.
What if? What day is this? What day did we just say it was? In my actual 19th. Life? The 19th? Dude,
yeah.
What if, hear me out, what if we bring back a little bit of Putzen around the river bend? Now that the weather is decent.
Maybe.
Because the weather is decent.
Yeah, it do be warming up.
Yes.
I'm ready.
A plus.
Get out of here, fake spring.
Yeah, give me normal spring.
Yeah.
Where's my 71?
71 and allergies, bring them on. Like, please.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I heard yesterday? Avi showed me this, that when you do nasal spray, you're not supposed to, you're just supposed to just leave it. Just let it be.
Let it do its own thing?
Yes. Come on.
Huh.
Who could have known this?
One of those, I saw a video and people were doing the, like, was it the water, like you go through one nostril and it comes out the other
like
nostril.
A neti pot?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just like all the grossness that was coming out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ew, I don't want to watch. Ew, this is scratching my brain, though. I'm watching people clear their nose.
No, it's, I've done it before. It's odd.
Really?
Because you're putting water up there.
You know, water's not supposed to go
up
there.
Water's not supposed to go up there. It works. Don't get me wrong. That little saline sniff works.
Yeah.
But then you got to, like, put your head down. I'm putting my head down. That's why it sounds different. Put your head down and like let the rest of it drip out.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. But when it is effective, it is effective.
Yeah. I was like, maybe if I'm feeling desperate when I get sick again.
Dude, who's desperate?
When I get
nice.
Who's desperate?
All right. Well, that's the shiny Bounsweet line. Go check it out. It's going to be pretty cool and definitely noticeable and a really good shift. I mean, all 6 of them are decent, but nothing to complain about all around.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do a special trade, even though it's not a special trade because we already did that today?
You know what? I'm in.
Dude, you know what? Dibs on a Lickitung. And you know what? I'll give you one, too.
I've got so many Lickitung for
dude,
you.
Dude, dibs.
He done dibbed it. Whoa. Look at the sunset on the map. That's okay. That's very cool. Like the purple on the sidewalks.
Oh, you mean the Miami Vice neighborhood?
Yeah.
Love the Miami Vice neighborhood. I'm all about it. You know, like that 80s, like tickling in my ears. It's just so good. I miss the 80s. Not miss, missed. I just wasn't around.
Oh, yeah. I was like, hey.
Huh?
Who's going to tell him because I'm going to hurt his feelings?
Hey, man, do you know when you were born? No.
Where would you? Oh, Lickitung.
Hold, please. I may have just transferred all of mine. One second.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a hundo. That's my. Oh, no, this one. This is rank 7 Great League, so I'm never going to use it.
Director Lick Fury.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah.
I call mine Thick Shady. All right, this is GL7, so I hope it only gets better, but chances are, nah.
Today.
I just realized I transferred all of them during double transfer hour.
Ooh. Got that extra candy, though.
So much candies.
GL7. Oh.
How much worse did it get?
It's 13, 7, 11.
Oh, okay. Mine's a 10, 14, 5.
Oh.
Okay, well, that happened.
Oh, lick a tongue.
Oh, lick a tongue. Well, nice. Well, there you go.
Do you want to do a quick PvP UV me talk?
Dude, I'm so ready to get into PvP UV me that I will be here when you talk about it.
Dude, you know what?
They got to hand it to the people because they exist.
Yeah. We got to give it to them. So,
shouts to you, people.
All of you.
Every single one of you.
You know what? You are the RTC Times Person of the Year. You, the listener. Yeah, so PvP is pretty quick this week.
I did enough to finish
the
Battle Day research, and I was done. And I don't even think I finished it in one day.
Really? Yeah, I did mine in the second day,
too. I think I did
too.
7 battles the first day and 3 the next day to finish.
Yeah.
I was done.
Saturday really put the beat down on me.
Oh,
that was a rough day.
It was so wild that I went to Ultra League. I'm killing it in Ultra League.
Nice.
But
I was like,
it's a lot of either hard win or
very close loss.
Very close loss.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. I slapped together a team because I was like, I just want to complete this research.
Mud slap.
Literally, because that was one of them.
That's what I'm saying.
And my team was Greedent, Shadow Charizard, Shadow for Alligator.
Okay.
I climbed about 200 points.
We are not different in teams that much.
Really?
Yeah, I'm running a normal for Alligator, normal Charizard, and a Dragalge. So only really one difference.
Wait,
and then
Ultra League?
Yeah, an Ultra.
Okay, I was doing that Great League remix or whatever.
Ooh, I could think about that.
Yeah.
I've been using Greedent a lot.
Greedent is, especially with that Mud Slap.
And Trailblaze, dude.
Oh, yeah. Like, when it hits with that Body Slam and it just takes so much more life than they're expecting. It's viscerally pleasing. So, did that. I was like, oh, this is a fun little thing. But I didn't do as many battles because Saturday was a long day with work.
Oh, I was going to say, it's just the same length as almost all the rest of them.
Oh, I'm going to talk to you to let you know I'm not talking to you. So.
Leap year, baby.
And then we also had the, congratulations to those of you that hit Legend. You know who you are, i.e. Fish on the Heater.
Oh, I was going to say. Friends. Oh, man. No, it's not me. I'm still 17.
Oh, nice.
I'll get an ELO one day.
I'm hanging out in 2200s, baby. Let's go. And then we also had a regionals this go around as well.
That's right.
And I did not watch it this time.
It was good. It's very good.
But yeah, I've heard some good things. Well, from what I've seen on the online verse.
That's right. S James P21. Shouts to you.
Yeah.
The winner. You win.
Yeah.
You did it.
You win. Winner.
Time to go to Worlds
in
Hawaii. Time to go to United States.
So, that's regionals. We're going to skip Huge Cup this week because
No, dude, you got to fight me 1v1.
Oh, yeah. So we're not skipping Huge Cup this week.
No, we're going to Master League and we're fast because I want to see how thick this thing is versus the good grass attacker.
Yeah.
Now, that said, I'm sure all of you that listened the last week realized, wait a minute, GBL is broke when you're fighting your friends. However, there was a regional, so they fixed it.
We'll see.
They tend to fix things real quick if it affects PvP or P exclamation P.
That's play Pokemon.
Yeah, why is play the exciting word there?
Play Pokemon!
I would like to proffer that Pokemon is the exciting word.
Yeah. Play, because I can play games. I can play games.
What was that sound?
What was my watch saying that I've stood up
enough times today? You stretched so much you stood up.
Yeah.
Oh, I know why I'm not fighting you. It's because I started a trade.
Oh, okay. I was like, why is it not popping up? I'm going to hit him with the hot reset real fast.
It's like, wait a minute. You know what? I'm going to do the same.
Yeah.
Let's just do the scan.
Be nice and easy.
Yeah. Can't fix AR without making the cameras right, so you might as well have did it.
Yeah.
People say that those are words I've said.
And people say I'm a dreamer.
But I'm not.
The only one.
The only what?
You even said I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I did a trade as well. Hang on.
Dude, it happens. It happens to the best of me.
Wait, what is that? No, I need to go to battle then.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Boom. It worked this time. So, battle time. We're going to do a battle of 1v1. No matter what happens after that, we quit.
Yeah. Show me what you've got.
All right. Fast attack, huge cup, 1v1.
Oh, yeah.
The winner is the winner. This is my meta. This is my truth. All right. Here we go. One. Go.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You're deleting me.
The only way that I'm going to win this match is if my Leaf Blade is a faster attack. And I think it might be...
Yep.
What is it? 2-3 or 3-4? Me, you?
Yeah, because I just made it... I'm at 100% now.
Oh, whew. That was tight. All right, I'm out of here.
Nice.
What was that, 1.5 maybe?
Yeah.
1.5 more, is it Dragon Tail you're running?
Yeah.
1.5 more Dragon Tails.
That's Dragon Tail and Bite are the two it has.
Okay. So if you get yourself locked into a Kartana versus Zygarde match, based on that, you probably can win, except Dragon Tail gets more energy.
Yeah.
So you need to invest shields, but hey.
And you get those crunches to eat those shields.
Yeah. But so, hey, you know what they say?
I do.
If nobody else is going to do the research, we should.
We will.
Because who thinks of that matchup?
Yeah. Zygarde and Kartana.
It's like those 10 CP all defense or all attack cups yeah. that we do. Good stuff. Well, now we know.
Wobbuffet versus Shedinja. Like neither one of them doing anything.
I love shit. Dude, the fact that not only do I know very few people with a Hundo Shedinja, you are it.
It's me, yeah.
If you have a Hundo Shedinja, that's what we want to see this week.
Yeah.
Spam it everywhere.
The Discord, the Twitter, the Instagram, the...
Put them on YouTube. We don't care.
Yeah. Mail us.
Hey, you know what? If you see us, just show it to us in person.
Send it to Zoom.
Dude, send it to Zoom. They won't know what's happening. But...
Wait, who's still using this?
What is this? Oh, no, I looked at it. It's back. My soul. Ah, no, my souls.
My soul.
My dollars.
Nobody looked until I get my souls back in.
Oh, good stuff. Well, there's the research of the day for you that we have completed. All right. Well, with that, we're going to start... Just like Family Guy, Peter announced this episode.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Beta. All right. Well, what do you have for Hondo Hunter?
Hondo Hunter, I don't think I actually have anything.
Haha, me neither.
Haha, me? No, haha, you.
Don't haha me, haha us. What about My Zero Academia?
Nothing in My Zero either. I've gotten real close with the 101 or 001.
Okay.
Nothing...
Almost there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's a question for you. The question of the week. From my brain, through my mouth, to the camera. And by camera, I mean microphone. The microphone, if you will. All right. Now, here's a thinker. What move would you like to not have a status change in GBL?
Hmm.
Have you been scalded? Have you been scalded too recently?
Introducing
scald without a debuff.
No scald, please. Thank you. I like using it to debuff. I don't like being debuffed.
Okay.
So
I'm going to say Brave Bird.
Because
I love just nuking things.
Okay. I'm into that.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat that one.
I mean, it's like, it's out of all my like favorite moves, I say it's like it's top three.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I get zap cannoned, I get a defense drop or attack, whatever the drop is.
Yeah.
I feel like I run into that too many times.
Yeah.
Well, now, part two. What debuff or nerf move would you want to have a higher chance of the status change?
Higher chance.
Because, like, Scald's 50-50.
Yeah.
Brave Bird, 100%.
Yeah.
But you got to go higher. Like, Zap Cannon's pretty low. Moon Blast is pretty low.
Yeah.
Moon Blast,
I forgot that drops your attack. Because every once in
a while. No, theirs.
Yeah, it drops their attack. Yeah. I think I'm going to go Moon Blast because I straight up didn't even know. I'm like, wait, that drops your attack?
Yeah.
It happens so very infrequently.
Yeah. I would probably go Moon Blast as well or Night Slash more.
Okay.
Ooh.
I know because I like Kartana and Annihilate and I want more Night Slash. And Greninja, dude. Greninja with the attack buff is nasty.
That thing is dangerous. Also, extra question, what move is perfect the way it is? Maybe could even use a little bit more power. Precipice Blades.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I was going to say Poison Jab, but if we're going on Precipice, what would you want to be more powerful? The most powerful move already?
Precipice Blades.
Precipice Blades, please.
That's the gentleman's version of I'm going to earthquake everything.
and then I think I was just thinking about, you know, moves. I would like String Shot to be a Poison Jab clone.
Okay.
I want it in, and I want it to be a Poison Jab clone, because it won't do any damage.
Yeah.
But it'll build a lot.
Like a quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And maybe you do run into a Weedle Alakazam battle. I don't know.
I'm going to leave that battle.
Yeah, but it's super effective.
Yeah.
A Weedle versus a Speedform Deoxys, super effective with String Shot.
Oh, yeah, Weedle's winning that all day. We have tested this.
That's the issue. Oh, man.
Huh.
We could try it someday. But those are the questions. So the big one, what move would you not like to have a status change? And then part two, if you're feeling spicy, what would you like to have a bigger percentage, not lower?
Yeah.
Because, of course, I would like Brave Bird to only be, 70% chance of debuff.
Yeah.
But that's a hundo.
Yeah, I got to go up.
I know. Got to go up. Got to go up. All right. And you know what they say, Leo?
It's time to shutter this island.
It's time to shutter this island down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As we shut the episode down, do you have anything to tell the people?
Get an airhead and shake it. And just keep shaking it. You'll know the difference. That's what we mean by Garrett. I can't even tell.
All the meat is in the Gyarados head.
So, in the meantime, check out our friends. But if you're going to go and catch Pokemon,
don't use all your balls in one place.
See you around.